Today's learning from Nishas Chaim Luzak Shoshana Yemeisha and Daniel Rifkin Bas Meisha Israel Yisrael Manachem Ramaisha Bisplus from Shalima Chaim Meisha Yema Malka in Brach Basar Malka Matritzu Bas Ben Fegaldina to Bisplus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding in middle of Simon Reish Tes Zion. That's where we ended the last day Chalamayt, and we are up to Sif Dalet, continuing over here the discussion about the various brachas on rules with regards to birchas hareach, something that has a good smell. Al shemen afarsiman, on what's called oil of the balsam tree. We'll see in the Mishavru what that is. It's actually in the Ketairis, mevarech boirei shemen aref. We introduced us a new bracha, boirei shemen aref, who creates this sweet-smelling oil. Let's see the Mishavur al shemen afarsiman, hu tzari, b'lashon ha-mikra. This is what the pasuk refers to, tzari, as we'll see in a second, ha-neitif me'atzei ha-ktaf. V'chaitchin ha-etz, you cut the tree, u'mekalfenais, and you peel it, v'neitif shemen meni, and this oil or sap comes out of it. Imuska b'chas, ha-tzari, eni el asraf, ha-neitif me'atzei ha-ktaf. Boirei shemen aref, mipnei shenimtza b'etz Yisrael, since it is found in Etz Yisrael, v'hu chashiv, and it's chashiv, kavalei bracha lefnei atzmai, v'hoiris al-chashivasa, it has its own bracha. V'him b'erech boirei atzei b'samim, im yotze b'di evan, ayim b'bach, um prima gadim, look into the bach, and the prima gadim, the bach seems to say that you are yotze, since it comes from a tree, just like we learned in the last sif, about the smell, the oils that come out of roses. You also yotze if you say bayre atze b'samim. However, there are those who argue and say that if you're going to smell balsam oil, you have to make a bayre shemen arif. Sif hey shemen zayis. So you have shemen zayis. Here's an interesting tweak to the halacha. So shemen zayis shekatasha. You took the olives and you crushed them up. Oitchana, you ground it. Ad shechazar reichay neidav. Brings out the smell. Mavarech al of bayre atze v'sami, make bayre atze v'sami. Now, why is this interesting? Because we would think, we learned that any time you smell a fruit that comes from a tree, we say the bracha of hanaisen reich tayv beperis, or shanasen reich tayv, depending which sheet you go with. But over here, he says that you make a bayre atze v'sami. Why is that? Let's see the Mishabura, so because it's just an interesting rule when it comes to this, right? So when on a smell that's coming from a fruit, do we say bayre atze b'samim? And when do we say bayre shenasan reyach tayv? So let's see Mishabura. Perish. Shalei nasam atoich shum b'samim. We didn't put any sort of b'samim in there. Ela shamach mes ketishas achetchinas hazayis, just because of the crushing or the grinding of the olive, hischal hashemesh lias reyach hainoidav. That caused the smell to come out. So you say, Boirei atze b'samim, she'azai is godol ala eitz, the olive grows in a tree, v'hu adim mishar perish she'gedel ala eitz, and osek ha'gav. The other fruit from the tree, if you would do it, to get the smell out of it the same way, through grinding it or crushing it, v'im ha'yam mizeh mi peris she'engedel ala eitz, if this would be fruit that does not grow on a tree, she'tchanim u'ktashim ha'riach shmanim, that you also ground it up, and this is how you get the smell out of the oils that come out of it. You only make it bayir mina b'samim. So first the rule. So if it's from a tree, and this is the way you got the smell, you say bayir atze b'samim. If it's not from a tree, and that's how you got the smell, you say bayir mina b'samim. Now why? Why don't we make the same bracha that we learned till now of hanoisa reach toiv? The hasam shani shegadol amareach. The esrig, as it is, grows with the smell. Aval hacha en areach gadol imam. The reach was not naturally, so to speak, just by taking the olive. And you take an olive and smell it, you wouldn't have any smell at all. Elabayu de ketisha dechino shenaisis b'dayadam. It came through grinding by a human being. Ein shayach levarach hanois. And you can't say Hashem put the fruit, even though ultimately Hashem put it in there. But it's not something that is just there because Hashem made it. It's Hashem put it in there that you brought it out there through grinding it. It wasn't sort of given the smell automatically from as it grew. It's because that smell is hidden in it. So another interesting diyuk to the halacha of when you make which bracha. Let's see the Mechaber sees above. Shemen shebismay k'may shemen hamishcha. You went ahead and you have oil that has a smell the way they did the shemen hamishcha, right? Brought down in the Torah. Now, not obviously you made the Shavuot warn us. We're not talking about you actually made the shemen hamishcha because that the Torah says that you're not allowed to do. But it's talking about the method of how you did it. So you took oil and you put besamim in it, and that created oil tends to absorb smells and tastes that you put into it. If you take garlic and crush it up into oil, the oil itself would retain the taste of the garlic. Same thing with a smell. If you take besamim and you put it into the oil, the oil starts smelling. So you imba atse besamim. If you use something that in and of itself is a bracha atse besamim, that's what you soaked in the oil. The varach bayir atse besamim. The imbe isve besamim. If you do something that would normally be a bayre asve isve besamim, a varach bayre isve besamim. So on that oil, you would make the bracha as the source of it. The imhaya by etzem ubesam. What happens if you had both? You had atse besamim and isve besamim there. Mevarach bayre mine besamim. Then you make bayre mine besamim. So let's pause here in the mechaber and let's look at the Mishabura. Shemen shebismay reitzolayma. Shenasa by besamim, you place besamim kadei shiriach ha-shemen. That the shemen should develop, the oil should develop a smell. Uadin mayim, same thing as with water. Sham mashke shenasa by besamim. It's not only oil. Oil happens to be the way that the Torah describes the shemen ha-mishcha, because that's, like I mentioned, oil is something that tends to absorb that smell more than other liquids. Of course, the Mechaber is not telling us that you did it the way the Shemen HaMishcha is described in the Torah. The Ze'asa, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do that. Elohu Marilanu, it's just teaching us the method. Derech Levase Shemen B'samim, it's a way that it's the Derech to make oil smell by placing B'samim in it. The Gemara Shemetzini B'Shemen HaMishcha, Shayim B'Vasman, it says you're fine with the Shemen HaMishcha. Eitzim b'samim. What happens if I had both atzei b'samim and isvei b'samim in it? Right, Zalayim. Bein isvei b'samim, bein mina b'samim. Then you would make the bracha of bayre mina b'samim since you have both in there. Okay, now let's go back to the mechaber. So we're talking about this oil that you placed the b'samim in it and it created this smell in the oil. The imsinenai. What happens if you strained it? V'hoitzim eni b'samim. So now all you're left with is this oil that smells. You don't have any of the actual besamim still in the oil. Yeshayim shemara mevarach bayre shemen arif. Some of you may say that you make the baruch shemen arif. Yeshayim she'ena mevarach olav klal. Some say you don't make a baruch on this at all. Have a reach shein lo yikur. Although it has a smell, the source of the smell is no longer there. The kevin shesafiki, since it's a safik, nachen lizar melarichba. As we've learned many times, once something is a suffix, it's best to stay away from it and not smell it at all. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Chain la yikr, ve'ein l'reya ela kolish ba'alma ve'im v'racham. Well, it's just sort of a smell that exists. There's nothing to it. Ke'en dem v'ayla kamas, im reish yuzayin, le'ni me'riach be'kelem, she'ein me'gmarim. You have kelem that absorb the smell, and there's no actual mamashas over there at all. It's better not to smell it. So he says, although he tells us, try not to smell this because you're going to put yourself in a suffix. He says, but if you have actual besamim, you can make the bracha on the besamim and then smell this oil. If you don't want to be machma, you do want to smell this oil. You're allowed to go ahead and do barach mina b'samim. Now, here's an important halacha. V'tzarech lahazeh, she'yoyim ha'kipurim loichim minem spiritus, I guess spirits of some sort, right? Mei b'samim, he touches it. It's this water that has a smell of a b'samim that was soaked in. Ha'meriach la'richim b'ayim, v'einim b'varachim klal, they don't make a bracha. They take this oil and they pour it on. So first they weren't making a bracha at all, which is a problem. Then they would take it and they would pour it into this flax, and the flax would absorb the smell. I'm not sure what it is. Doesn't really have a smell. So he says you got to be careful. People have these different smelling salts and different things that they would take to help ease their fast. If we have real besamim, so people take them in kippur in order to have the smell, plus also to help them hit their mea brachas then Mimela, of course, not a problem. You're making a bracha. But sometimes people have these things on Yom Kippur that are there just to give them a smell, and they're a suffix if they have a bracha or not, and they don't make a bracha, they're creating a problem for themselves. Let's see, Mechaber, Siv, Zayin. Okay? Simlok, Vechilfa Diyama, right, which he's going to explain shortly what they are. Mevarach Bari Atze B'Samah. What is Simlok? Yesh Mepharshim Rosemarin, which is rosemary. The Yesh Mepharshim Yasmin, which is jasmine. The most Taichet is jasmine, but it's either jasmine or rosemary. Then the bracha is Bari Atze B'Samah. The Yesh Mepharshim, Shehu Esev, is some sort of grass. Yesh Le'Shalei Shureis Shel Alan, three rows of leaves. Zu L'Malei Mizu, one above another. For each row, there is three overlapping leaves. Again, not sure what that is. V'chilfei diyama. What is chilfei diyama? He shiboyles neid. That's what's brought down in the pasuk. That's shiboyles neid. Shekairin ishpik. That they call ishpik. So let's see the mishabur on this. Similar v'chilfei diyama. Avagav dekelch shem ain't a kashik shalates. What's the chiddush? Why is he telling us that rosemary or jasmine is a bara atzei b'samim? Right, he says he's the chiddush over here is he's just reiterating Allah. He told us that although the actual branch that they grow on is soft, you can technically eat it. Right, it's not hard kasha like eitz. Afil hachik even the moitzei olav me'atzik shari lanas. It grows out of the branches on like rosemary bush is has a hard branches. Ubechal eitzu umevarach me'atzim asam. That's he's telling us that even though this actual thing is soft, it's considered a branch. Rosemary and Mavagra, Cholik, Vechil, Tildasi, Ashrashim, Utamida, Rayana, Chil, Fidiyama, he rosemary, and it's not jasmine, it's rosemary. Hu, Shibaylis, Ned, Umasha, Karim, Imeni, Spiginar, Umala, Reach, Toif, Ubali, Batam, Hagam, Ezekam, Slitan, Zelamayim, Shekanim, Noitli, Yedem, Leduchim, Kadesh, Hail, Zer, Reach, Toif, that those who put this into the water when they wash the Kayan's hands for Duchening, He tells us again this halacha, you shouldn't be creating smelling waters on Yontif. You shouldn't go ahead and put these, whatever they are, and put them into water on Yontif, because that would be creating something noilid on Yontif. Let's see Mechaber Siv Ches quickly. Sigli vehem vilosh. We'll see what that is in a second. Bayre isvei besamim isvei besamim. These are sort of flowers that grow. They're annuals, as we learned today. They grow every year, and they have to be replanted every year, and therefore they are bayre isvei besamim, even though they are a flower. Sigli hem min the doyim amiska b'mikra that mentioned the pasuk. Had they doyim nas nareach the doyim that Reuven took from his mother, and the whole story we have with Rachel and Leah, that's a kind of flower that would have a good smell, and therefore they are Bayre Isvei B'Samim, since, as we mentioned, they are annuals. They don't grow from year to year. They have to be replanted each year. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Seif Tess.